Support for KNKX comes from Laird Norton Wealth Management, serving high net worth families, individuals, foundations, and endowments since 1967, with a philosophy that life is as much about goals and aspirations as it is about maximizing financial capital. More at LairdNortonWM.com.
It's time for the Blue Plate Special, our taste of sweet and spicy blues to kick off the lunch hour on Midday Jazz. We have a special Blue Plate Special today, a live studio session with one of our Blue Plate Special and All Blues very favorite pianist and songwriters, Marcia Ball.
Hello.
Hello, Marcia. So let's hear some music and then we'll talk more.
All right. I'm going to start with a song that my friend Shelley King and her friend Tim Cook from the Subdudes wrote, and then I helped them finish it, and it's called When the Mardi Gras is Over, That's When I'll Go Home. Early morning, gulf wind a-blowing, Lord, it's a beautiful day. Siren's warning, I hear calling, meet me down at the parade. Sad little sister, throw me something, mister, got to find me some shade. Yeah, you're right, this is living, it's as good as it gets. And got to fly, but I'm not ready. Old shoe leather standing on the neutral ground. Second line drumming, I hear it coming. Oh, how I love that sound. Gotta leave soon, but all afternoon we're eating crawfish by the pound. Yeah, you're right. It's a beautiful sight. I'll be there when the last low rolls and when the Mardi Gras is over. It's a live Blue Plate Special studio session. Marcia Ball with the added attraction of Eric Bernhardt on saxophone and vocals. And when the Mardi Gras is over, that's when we go that's
home.
That's when I'm going.
Ideally, you find the place where the Mardi Gras never ends, right?
Yeah, that would be in New Orleans, where pretty much every night is
carnival time.
Okay. Shine Bright, your new CD coming out in April, April 20th, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And all those songs that you've got planned for us today are from that
they
CD.
They are.
You've been doing this a long time. I hate to say.
Well, actually, I'm kind of proud of this one.
Okay.
Theoretically, I've been in the music business since 1968 when I joined my first band. So this is 50 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm saying yay.
Yeah. Turns out it worked out.
And you're on the road all the time, too.
We do tour quite a bit.
Yeah. And when do you do most of your songwriting?
When it's time to make a record. I really do work mostly under deadline. And I write down stuff all the time and I think about it all the time, but I don't make songs. And you know what's gotten to be a little bit frustrating is that a typical night, you're only going to do 20 or 21 or 22 songs. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're playing an hour and a half or so, you're going to only squeeze in about 20 songs. Now, that would be, you know, in this case, six of them from the new record and four from the most other recent record and a few, some of the old favorites.
Right,
and
right.
So it's really hard to kind of keep that flow going when mm-hmm. you don't almost don't have a place for it.
Right.
But,
exactly.
At the same time, sometimes situations, I also write situationally and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes something will happen and I'll say,
I'm
writing about
Yeah,
that.
This is a story. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're all about storytelling. Definitely.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah. You know, people ask if they're autobiographical, and I might have said this here before, but James McMurtry is the one who said that if all songs were autobiographical, that would be one short and boring record for most of us.
But
we
you
just
can,
tell stories.
Yeah, but you can borrow other people's lives too, you know.
Very much
yeah.
so. And sometimes, like on the last record, The Tattooed Lady and the Alligator Man, mm-hmm. I don't even know where that came from. It's like they came up on my porch and said, hi. and I told their story.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Let's have another song, please.
All right. I'm going to do Shine Bright.
Yes.
It is the title song. And it is my statement in these times. There's quite a bit of statement on this record. But this one is the one that encourages people to perform random aggressive acts of good. To do right now, especially the best that we can
yes.
to be good and to affect good, because it's so necessary
yes.
right now. I mentioned a lot of people who, in my opinion, shine bright. I wore sequins on the record cover. We covered an entire piano with aluminum foil. and we just shine.
That's shiny.
Sun, holding on when the corners come, putting ourselves out on the line, never heed the warning sign, walk into the world ahead, learn everything that's ever been said, see everything that you can find, open up your mind, shine bright, go on and take somebody with you, shine bright, that's how you really live, you shine bright, it's a gift you're giving. Feel the spirit, step into the light, shine bright. Choose your heroes, choose them well. Listen to the stories they tell. Feel the planet go round and round. Moon and stars are coming unwound. Love your neighbor, teach your child. Tighten up the ties that bind. Be here now, cause now's the time. Open up your eyes. Shine bright. Be who you want to be. Shine bright. For all the world to see. Shine bright. We're making history every time we breathe. Trying to do it right. Mm-hmm. working. Life is work and work is good. God is love and love is true. Art is music, music is art. Life's a story, play a part. Doesn't matter who you are. Open up your heart, shine bright. The Reverend Martin Luther King, shine bright. First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong, shine bright. Number 42, Jackie Robinson, shine bright. That married prankster, Ken Kesey, shine bright. Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, shine bright. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, shine bright. Texas Governor Ann Richards, shine bright. Rockin' piano man Little Richard, shine bright. The amazing Stephen Hawking, shine bright. Suffragette Susan B. Anthony, shine bright. Woo, Sister Rosa Parks, y'all. When you feel the spirit, step into the light, shine bright.
Woohoo! Yeah. Yes. Knocking it out. Yes. Shine bright, Marcia Ball, Eric Bernhardt. Oh my goodness, that's wonderful. This is our new anthem, right? Everybody,
yeah.
And I could see it in the audience's face. Yeah, this is the new one. That's the title of Marcia Ball's new CD coming out next month. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And tell me about
rejuvenated.
Yay. Yes, the new independent station. Your album dedicated to Alan Toussaint, Fats Domino, and Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yeah, that about says it all.
It does, doesn't it?
Irma Thomas.
Yeah. These are people who influenced you.
Seriously,
obviously.
Influenced me.
Yeah.
Very much.
But it was Professor Longhair at first?
Yeah, well, you know, at first I would have to say it was Fats Domino.
Okay.
I mean, he was the guy, and still, if someone asks what kind of music we play, and I say, oh, we play, you know, Gulf Coast Rhythm and Blues, mm-hmm. and I get a blank stare. I'll say, well, you know, like Fats Domino,
yeah.
And everybody knows that. Now, I don't actually do a single Fats Domino song, typically, but
the style,
that's what it is.
The style
so
is there.
That describes our music, and of course, Fats was the guy who was a big star when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Louisiana, and all those guys, Little Richard and Jerry Lee, all the piano players were rocking at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely him. I didn't come to Professor Longhair early. It was after I had moved to Austin, and I met an acoustic band from the Carolinas who had recorded In the Night from a Professor Longhair song from his mm-hmm. record that was reissued in the 70s after from the 50s, and I was intrigued by the song but didn't know anything about him, and man, that opened the door for
right.
me.
Right.
So
wow. Austin is you're heading there next after
yes.
tonight. So that's been a good place for you.
For so many reasons,
yeah.
Yes. It's odd being a piano player in a guitar town. It's odd playing Louisiana music in the heart of Americana, mm-hmm. which you know, I contend that what we do is basic Americana,
mm-hmm.
but typically that requires you to have an acoustic guitar, which is one thing. I could do it, but I won't. It's like being polite, like not playing the accordion, having one but not playing it. So, but the thing about it, I mentioned James McMurtry and the boys from the Carolinas, Uncle Walt's band, but. What Austin gave me to layer onto my foundation of Louisiana rhythm and blues and those beats and everything was the desire to write lyrics, to
right.
tell stories,
right.
the way that that Guy Clark and Townes Van Zandt and the great songwriters who are associated with Texas have done. So having both those influences has been great for me.
That's terrific. Tell us another story.
Another story.
Yeah.
Okay, here's this one. Is something that my mother and I used to say to one another a lot, which was, I'm glad I did what I did when I did it. Because we had many fun adventures. And she went to Europe a couple times on tours based out of the University of Louisiana down there, and then I took her one time on a tour where we played some gigs, and I had Mama and I had my 14-year-old son, And she had always been on these bus tours, you know, and where they put your luggage in the lobby. Well, we had a Eurail pass, mm-hmm. and she was probably younger than I am right now when we did it, but it just seemed weird to say, you know, run, Mom! We got to catch this train. But we did it, and I ended up writing this song about what we always said.
Oh, great.
Two, three, four. Oh, well, I'm glad I did what I did when I did it, and I wish I had done it some more. I put my foot on the pedal and I hit it. Yeah, and I kept that baby on the floor. I live the high life, the low and the middle. Yeah, there's nothing I can say I regret. And if there's some kind of high that I haven't tried, well, it's just because I'm not done yet. I took the chance on romance.
I'm glad
I let my heart run away with me. Splash,
I'm glad,
just for laughs. And why I'm still alive is a mystery. If I hadn't been willing to risk it all, I'd never know how big I could win. When opportunity knocks, I'm gonna get it, y'all. I may never have that chance again. I can't believe I got away with it. Now everything's a capital offense. So I have a spirit of adventure, but I'm not hurting anyone. And it might be forbidden, but I can't keep it hidden. I'm just trying to have a little fun. I bet it all, I took a fall.
Too bad.
Now that's just how it goes.
I'm glad.
And then I dropped.
Too bad.
And I came up smelling like a rose. If I wanna get the credit, I'm gonna have to take the blame. I'm glad I did what I did when I did it, and I do it over just the same. You know I wouldn't change a thing. No, I would do it all over again. Hey, y'all, watch this. Hold my beer now. I'm gonna do it just as long as you like. Yeah, I would do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. I would do it all over again.
Marcia Ball, Eric Bernhardt, live Blue Plate Special Studio Session here on 88.5 KNKX. That was so great fun. Where did you find the saxophone player guy?
Huh? My last saxophone player gave him to me.
Okay, well, that's good. As long as, you know.
I had a sax player for about 9 years mm-hmm. named Thad Scott, a wonderful player. And he moved to New Orleans in the course of our playing together, and he met Eric. And they got to be good friends, and Eric would come out and play with us sometimes okay. when we do shows there. So when Thad decided to get off the road, he said, I suggest that you hire Eric. And boy, was he right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this
Eric.
Has been a...
Thanks for yeah. coming. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. I want to thank you so much
yeah,
for coming
thank
today.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank our audience here,
they've
our
been
in-house
great.
Audience, yay. For looking at my back and watching me read the lyrics.
And Shine Bright, the new CD coming out April 20th, and I thank you for making what, I'm going to quote your words back at you, it's a ridiculously hopeful, cheerful record. Just what we need.
And this is the perfect song to end
just
on.
Just what
then.
We need. Okay.
My guitar player and I, when and you asked when I write or how I write, mm-hmm. well, so I write under pressure, and sometimes the pressure gets to be too much. And so, like in June or July of last year, I was it was time, and I couldn't figure out how to get started. I mean, how did I do that? In the course of the 3 years or so between records, I tend to just forget how I ever did it. And so Mike came over to write with me, and I cried. I just said, I just don't know how I did it. And he said, well, let's try, you know, come on, let's try this. And he played this little ditty for me that he had been working on, and this is what it turned into.
Okay. So.
Clock's tick-tocking, I'm still rocking. I got a new doctor now. You can be the life of the party. You can be the life of the party. You can be the life of the party. Every night, every night. You can be the life of the party. You can be the life of the party. You can be the life of the party. Every night. Celebration. Every night put on a show. You'll create a big sensation. Don't you know? Don't you know? You can go to the Mardi Gras. You can carry a big flambeau. You can have a fiesta down in Mexico. Mexico! Tuesday to the picture show. Wednesday we get loaded and play some dominoes. Woo! Dominoes! Friday finger calls a commotion. Friday is a big fish fry. Saturday, Sunday, that's all one day. We're flying high. Flying high!
Right.